This is Just Chirpin', the voice of El Paso Rhino Hockey. December 1st, 2010, Michael Hissom reporting. A big weekend coming up here in El Paso for Rhino Hockey fans. The second-place El Paso Rhinos will be tangling with the third-place Texas Brahmas down at the Special Event Center. The Rhinos are now in second with 26 points and just 2 points behind the division-leading Boulder Bison. 1 point ahead, though, of the visiting Brahmas. Keep in mind the Brahmas have played 5 more games than the Rhinos, and Tulsa is sitting at 4th place at 23 points. There's a pile-up among the first 4 teams in the Midwest Division of the Western States Hockey League. By the way, an important note this weekend, the Rhinos and local military are teaming up, and they'll be honoring the military for this weekend's contest. It's free tickets for all soldiers and families, courtesy of Interglobal Logistics. And speaking of what's happening down on the ice, well, let's go to the Rhinos Training Center and get the latest word from the players. Speaking now with Rhinos forward, Tyler Ridgedell. Tyler, big weekend coming up against the Texas Brahmas. They took it to Boulder, took him to 2 overtimes. Third year man, you've been through this before. What are you sizing up with this team coming in?
Just got to play like every other game and practice like you play. So you got to go out there hard and do what you got to do.
When you're talking about going out there hard and doing what you got to do, third year, a lot of the guys look to you. What are you telling the guys before they go out on the ice as to the job that needs to be done?
Just try not to do too much and stick to your role and make sure you finish your hits and work hard.
Okay, a lot of fans ask, what does finishing the hits mean?
Means every chance you give, the person has the puck, you try to put them through the boards.
Basically that and steal the puck from them. We're also speaking with second-year goalie Keenan Wallace. And Keenan, first off, how's the weather back in Fairbanks?
Oh, it's minus 40. It sounds miserable.
How do you play hockey at minus 40?
You don't leave the house at minus 40.
Thank you, El Paso fans who have trouble relating to 28 above zero. But anyhow, Keenan, this weekend, okay, you got that team out in front of you. What are your expectations? Where can that group out in front of you, the 5 guys out in front of you, help you do your job better?
Oh, you know, as long as they keep it out of the zone and do their best, you know, I trust them in front of me and they know what they're doing. So I'm not worried about that at all.
Yourself, your progress, I think you're sitting around a 2.67 right now. It's coming down, the goals against average. What personal goals do you have for yourself as far as your development this year with the Rhinos?
You know, I try not to think about my personal goals too much. I like to have that team mentality, but if I had to say something, I definitely save percentage needs to be a lot lower, and the goals per game, just it helps out the forwards a lot, and, you know, so if my goals per game could go down a lot, that would be great.
You know, you heard Tyler Ridgedell talk about, say, finishing the check and finishing the job. For a goalie, where is the opportunity to improve the game, to take it to that next level, and that's what you're here for?
Well, yeah, you know, if I can control the pace of the game by covering up the puck and playing the puck if that's needed, that's really that's what I contribute aside from just stopping the puck.
Okay, and also with us this evening, we have Brett Pulaski. And Brett, playing the odds, so to speak, you are from the same hometown as Mr. Ridgedell, a town that does have a hockey history, Lafayette, Louisiana. We used to see him here before in the pro days. They've then went on and various things with pro. Yourself, your first year in El Paso, your observations to date?
I mean, it's a great program. A lot of good guys on the team. And I feel like throughout the year, you know, we've definitely all gotten a lot closer. And, you know, hopefully this team can do great things.
Noticing you're picking up a little more ice time. Tell us about the effort that you're putting into this, because in this town, you want to play hockey, you want ice time. As the coach said in his, we always talk about that big extended interview, hard work. The only 2 words, hard work. What about hard work for you?
Well, you know, I came into the season, you know, not exactly expecting to play, you know, as, you know, just not expecting to play a lot. And, you know, I mean, it's pretty much going how I expected, you know, but it's just, I got to just keep working hard at practice and doing everything I can. And that's basically all I can do and see how it turns out.
And coming up to this level of hockey, where do you see the opportunity that your game, Mr. Pulaski's game, will improve?
I mean, already, you know, I've improved a lot. and hopefully I can improve a lot more, by the end of the season. But we'll have to see.
When you take a look, as we said, this is your first season here in El Paso. You are eligible to come back next year, right?
No, I'm not.
You're not. This is it. Right. This is it here in El Paso for the one season. As you take a look at the type of hockey, the caliber of hockey being played here, and you, like the rest, many years behind you, you just don't walk in at 17 years old, lace on skates, and you're skating in this league. What are your impressions about the caliber of hockey in the Midwest Division of the Western States Hockey League?
It's definitely definitely a physical league. You definitely have to like to hit. The skill level is also pretty up there. So it's definitely pretty impressive.
Great. And being the new guy, the rookie among the trio here, your time to say something to the gang back home listening to the blog. What's the message going back to, and you got Ridgedale smiling like crazy, going back to Lafayette, Louisiana?
I don't know. Hey, Mom and Dad. What's going on in Lafayette, Louisiana?
And what else can you say, gang? Because all the parents are listening, as we found out now that we've converted to the blog. But again, to Tyler Ridgedale, to Brett Pulaski, and to Keenan Wallace, best of luck. You got the Texas Brahmas in this weekend. And maybe one last question for Mr. Ridgedale. There is a log jam at the top of this division. It's like 3 points separating everybody, the top four teams. What happens when you're that bunched up? How does that get into the planning for the execution to win? How much of a motivator?
Well, it just motivates you a little bit more to try to compete that much harder and work that much harder to be at the top of the division and want to be the best. So just got to keep working and focus on that, but then you also got to focus just on the game and win that game first.
You know, you got a tough bunch coming to town, Tyler. Your confidence seems to be high. Tell me why.
Just as how we practice every day in the 3 years I've been here.
You got it. So, again, thank you. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Rhino Hockey.